Well, we're broadcasting from Darwin this morning, where the vision is very much about positioning the city to become the capital of Northern Australia and a new hub for Asia. And later in the program, we'll be speaking about that vision with the Chief Minister, Paul Henderson. But Darwin is a city facing its challenges as well as opportunities. The homelessness rate here is 5 times the national average. House prices are also extremely high. Demand for housing is huge. On the flip side, the city has the lowest unemployment rate in the country. As Madeline Jenner reports from Darwin, attracting workers to an expensive city, though, is no easy task.
There are a couple of key things that Darwin locals are keen to tell out-of-towners. The laid-back lifestyle is something that you won't find anywhere else, and the shopping in Singapore is better and closer than Sydney or Melbourne.
There is a uniqueness about Darwin. We are the only tropical capital city in Australia, and we're also the gateway to Asia. People can go to Bali for a weekend, and often do. It's only 2 hours away to Bali. Singapore is only 4 hours away.
But the lifestyle comes at a price. Darwin is rapidly becoming one of the country's most expensive cities. Graham Sawyer is the Lord Mayor.
We've got people in hospitality who really struggle to find staff, and one of the reasons is the wages that they can afford to pay in hospitality aren't enough for people to live in Darwin. You know, we had a situation recently ourselves where here at council we employed a promotion for them out of Sydney. They lasted a month and said they can't afford to live here, they're going back to Sydney.
The median unit price in Darwin is currently the highest in the country, and the property market is dominated by large houses, which aren't cheap either. Tony Vine Bromley is the executive officer of NT Shelter.
We also have a situation in the Northern Territory where there is no housing sector between the private sector and public housing. So we don't have a community housing sector, we don't have an affordable housing organisation here, we don't have organisations that actually specialise in providing that partly supported and partly subsidised housing for the many people who actually fall between those two gaps.
A few years ago, the Northern Territory Government announced plans for an affordable housing rental company designed to administer cheaper housing in Darwin. But Tony Vine Bromley says the company still isn't up and running.
They're in the pipeline. They're very much in the pipeline. The government has been encouraging the development of an NT affordable rental housing company, and they are supposed to be here on the ground by the beginning of next year. Well, they were supposed to be on the ground and operating here by July this year, and we have been talking about that since 2007, really.
In nearby Palmerston, Anne Buxton runs Anglicare's youth housing program. Anglicare runs similar projects right around the country, but in the NT, the need is particularly acute.
What we do know is the homelessness rates are disproportionately higher in the Northern Territory, and each region may have specific issues, but in general, there aren't enough houses, and we've got a big catch-up job to do.
The homelessness rate in Darwin is the highest of any capital city. In fact, it's 5 times the national average. And if the city does become the oil and gas hub that the Territory Government is pushing for, there are going to be a lot more people here earning very good money. Darwin Lord Mayor Graham Sawyer believes that neither the Territory or the Federal Government is doing enough to address the problems that Darwin is likely to face in the years ahead.
Look, I think there's a huge risk associated with this. There's obviously potential benefits as well, and I think one of the big problems that we've got to grapple with is I don't think we're ready for what's coming, and I think that's one of the issues that people up here haven't really woken up to yet. You know, an immediate obvious one is the housing costs. I mean, I think it's crazy that Darwin can be sitting here at the moment with the most expensive rental properties in Australia, and when you look at them, they're not that flash. So those sorts of implications are already doing us significant damage.
There's some criticism from the NT opposition this week that the NT government has put too many eggs in the oil and gas basket. Do you agree with that?
Look, I think the NT opposition should be particularly careful about what they say, because the things that they did when ConocoPhillips and stuff came along was where a lot of this started. And one of the reasons why some of the problems we've got coming are coming is because we didn't do any long-term strategic planning 15 and 20 years ago about where we were going to fit this sort of stuff. So, yeah, you know, the NT government has had a big focus on IMPEX, but, you know, the reality is it's a big thing.
But with the lowest unemployment rate in the country and so many large projects on the horizon, several sectors have already started the big sell, encouraging people to move to Darwin. With a relatively small economy, the size and mix of Darwin's workforce has always been driven by individual projects. At the height of the GFC, 800 tradespeople left Darwin. Now they want them back. Graham Kemp from the Master Builders Association NT.
Well, it's like having a whole lot of balls up in the air as a juggler, and you're trying to juggle those balls and make sure that they all come down at the right time. And it is an extremely difficult task, because here we are sitting on our hands at the moment with the big projects that have finished and waiting for others to start. And we know within a period of somewhere around 12 to 18 months, we've got so many big projects happening, things like the Impex gas project, the new prison that's starting, which will be $400 million. We've got big commitments from the federal government to for defence in the Northern Territory. We've got a marine supply base that is coming. Take the impact project out of it, we wouldn't have enough people to staff all these jobs that are coming.
A few weeks ago, Graham Kemp was in Ireland trying to encourage Irish workers to come here. It wasn't just about construction. The Territory is also looking for hospitality and service industry workers. With 16% unemployment in Ireland, it wasn't a hard sell. But Graham Kemp is keen to make sure that Darwin is their first stop when they come to Australia.
One of the things that we say to people who are looking at migrating is, look, I know you're looking at coming to Australia. Most people, when they come to Australia, usually head straight to the eastern seaboard and go to Brisbane, Sydney or Melbourne, somewhere like that, and usually fly right over the top of us. We're saying, before you do that, come to Darwin, you can get a flight to Singapore and break up the journey and do some shopping. And while you're here, just have a look at Darwin and look at what it offers and look at the opportunities that are here. Look at the lifestyle for your kids. Look at the fact that you don't have to commute for an hour or 2 hours, and the opportunity for jobs. And we're not looking at jobs for the next couple of years. We're not looking at jobs for the next 5 years. We're looking at the next 10 years, 20 years and even up to 3 decades with the major projects that we have coming here.
That's the pitch. Graham Kemp, the CEO of the Northern Territory Master Builders Association, ending that report from Madeline Jenner.